This is Meredith Sisko for these Ozarks Hills. Tis the season again for holiday celebrations, whether Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or Solstice. The longest night of the year is upon us when the earth ceases its northern tilt and heads sunward again. If you're near Stonehenge or its little cousin up at Rolla, you can stand in the circle there and see the sunrise in the notch reserved just for solstices. Certainly the merchandisers are happy. People are buying presents just like old times, like, say, a decade ago. And certainly we're all looking for better times. But I think I caught myself saying Merry Christmas once too often of late when leaving the home of a family whose elderly mother is just out of intensive care and the outcome is still uncertain. And it reminded me that for many folks in many places, the holiday season is often just not all that merry. Families with people serving overseas in grim situations, or in hospitals, or gone. People estranged from their loved ones by conflict, illness, or distance. Or older folks who've seen friends die, families dwindle, and days of silence where laughter used to be. It stirred up a memory of one of my darkest Christmases, the year my parents died. I was 23, out on my own, I thought, but then I got to find out what that really meant. I had roots in a tiny Ozarks town where my mother was postmaster like her mother and father before her. We had aunts, uncles, cousins galore. I didn't even have to put an address on letters headed home, just postmaster, Butterfield, Missouri. Then, with hardly time to catch my breath, I was orphaned. I had no home address. I spent Thanksgiving with an aunt who was still in Butterfield, but like me, was alone for the holiday. We drove down into Arkansas to the AQ Chicken House for dinner. We talked long, told stories, laughed, had a good time together. But by Christmas, I was lost. I didn't know what to do, how to continue, where I belonged. I couldn't just go back to what had been before because it was gone, and I couldn't bear the loss. I was a picture without a frame, a boat left adrift, a castaway. On Christmas Eve, with a heavy heart, watching the snow blowing drifts down the country lanes and more in the forecast, I remembered an invitation from an old friend in Springfield to come share Christmas, and I went. 70 miles up snow-covered highways in driving wind and cold, creeping around curves, the defrosters not quite keeping up with the icing windshield wipers, it was exhilarating. I learned that night that adrenaline, carefully applied, can be a very handy, if temporary, first aid for a broken heart. My friend and fellow musician Roger lived with his mother, Pauline, in a tiny two-room, two-story house behind the old Cirrhosis House on Walnut Street. Pauline, a gifted and prolific artist, suffered from severe rheumatoid arthritis, and her mother, who helped care for her, lived next door at the Cirrhosis Club. That night, when I crept into the snow-covered parking lot between the two buildings, I found a path had already been cleared for me by other vehicles. Pauline's brothers, Justin and Nelson Kiefer, had arrived with their families from their homes in Kansas and Oklahoma, and the house was lit with many lights. Music and laughter greeted me as I knocked, followed by warm hugs and merry greetings when I stepped through the door. Dinner was on the stove, and Justin was about to unveil his latest creation. He was a beer maker, and he was proudly handing out bottles of his newest batch of homebrew for us to sample. The bottles were handsome brown long necks with impressively printed labels, titles displayed in elegant Gothic script. I took one, inhaled the aroma, and then burst out laughing when I deciphered the name. It was called Kiefer's Rotten Socks. It was splendid, especially when combined with good food and good friends, some of them brand new. I have no recollection of the rest of that night. But the next day, more friends and family arrived. We ate, we sang songs, and I left late in the afternoon on thawing roads, whistling a tune and feeling oddly that I had come back to Earth from some faraway dark land. I understood then that there is always a larger family, and if they remember you, or even if they don't, sometimes when you least expect it and you need it most, they'll take you in. After 40-some years, I still remember that Christmas, driving home in the afternoon sun with a full belly, a full heart, and a special gift of Christmas cheer, a six-pack of Kiefer's Rotten Socks. This is Meredith Sisko with a Christmas wish from these Ozark Hills that we all remember we are part of the larger family and do our part to make sure no one is left out in the cold.